fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow!
Like a prairie fire, starting with a tiny tongue of flame, leaping and running through dry grass until it became a roaring inferno, the news spread through Santa Rita. Sam Holliday had come home.
Sam Holliday's back.
Are you sure?
He just rode in.
Heard the news? Old Sam Holliday's back in town.
No.
Yep, saw him with my own eyes. Sam Holliday. Gosh, you can hardly believe it.
Who said Sam was in town? What is it?
His horse is hitched in front of the Classen Hotel. Sam must be inside.
Now we'll have a real lawman in Santa Rita. Sam Holliday has come back home.
Sam, you old mud turtle, it's good to see you.
Hey, thanks, Judd. It's good to be home.
Well, if you ask me, I say this calls for celebration.
No, Seth, I appreciate it.
If we can't celebrate the best luck this town has had in 5 years... Hey, Joe, bring over some drinks.
Sure, Seth, right away.
Where have you been? What you been doing since you left Santa Rita?
Oh, been south, mostly. Then back east for a spell.
We heard you quit being a lawman, but none of us believed it. I see you're still packing the old 44s.
Well, Judd,
here's the drinks, boys, and they're on the house.
Well, gents, I give you a toast. Toast to the finest lawman in Texas. A man who's finally brought himself and his six guns back to Santa Rita. Let's drink to Sam Holliday.
Now, wait a minute, boys. I don't exactly know how to say it, but you're making a mistake.
Well, no, we're not.
We must have a sheriff here in town. Who took my place?
Jed Cleary's been wearing the badge, but he ain't no sheriff. He knows it.
That's right, Sam. I'm no good as a lawman. You're the only real sheriff we've ever had. Here, this badge belongs to you.
No, you're wrong. Huh? I can't take it.
What do you mean, Sam?
It's what I've been trying to tell you ever since I got back. I'm sorry, boys, but I've hung up my guns.
What?
What's that?
I'm an old man. I'm through with lawing and fighting. Through with everything but settling down to a little peace and quiet.
With Sam, you can't quit.
Why not?
You're one of the greatest lawmen the West ever had. You've been the best for 20 years. Santa Rita needs you.
It's the truth, Sam. If this town ever needed a sheriff, it needs one now. I'm not big enough for the job.
Then you'll have to find somebody else. Because I can't take it.
Sam, you can't say.
Now, look, boys. I came back home to rest. Don't I deserve that much?
Sure, Sam.
I'm getting along in years. I guess I'm just a little tired. These old guns are getting a little heavy. The trails are kind of lonesome. I'd take that badge in a minute if I was 10 years younger.
Well, guess there's no use arguing with you, Sam. If you made up your mind.
I have, Seth. And I'm hanging up these guns for good. Judd, do you reckon you've got a room in this hotel an old ex-sheriff could rent?
Sure thing. Right upstairs.
You show it to me, will you? I'm going to lie down for a spell.
It's on the second floor. Here, I'll carry your saddlebags.
No, never mind. You just go ahead. I'll follow you. See you later, Seth. Rest you boys, too.
Bless you.
I hope you like this room, Sam. The best one I've got.
It'll be fine, Judd. I couldn't ask for a better home or better place to rest.
I guess Seth and the boys are a little disappointed about you quitting the law trails, I mean.
Judd, when you get to be as old as I am, you'll realize that the most important thing in life is peace and the time to enjoy it.
Yeah, I suppose so. Only thing is, it makes me feel sort of foolish toting his badge around, trying to be a sheriff and run this hotel at the same time. When you were the best lawman ever...
Forget it, Judd. You're a good sheriff. I know you are. Nothing is liable to happen in Santa Rita anyway.
I hope not.
When I said I was hanging up my guns a minute, I'm unbuckling this hardware for the last time. See, ain't there a nail someplace in the wall here where I can...
Sure, Sam. Right there in front of you.
Oh, yeah. If it had been a snake, it would have bit me. Feels good to be rid of that weight. Think I'll lay down a while, Judd. Get some shut-eye.
All right, Sam. If you want anything, just holler.
Yeah, thanks.
I guess we'll all get used to it, but just don't seem right somehow.
What do you mean?
Sam Holliday without his guns.
That's the way it's got to be. I'll never put him on again.
I'll see you later, Tom.
Not far from Santa Rita, at a trailside camp where the Lone Ranger and Tonto were waiting, Dan Reed reined up his horse Victor to a sharp halt.
Oh, Victor, oh boy. Oh.
Well, you're back soon, Dan. The harness maker must have repaired that broken bridle in a hurry.
No. He won't have it fixed for a couple hours. So instead of hanging around town and waiting for it, thought I'd ride back later.
That's a good idea. You can find plenty to do here for the rest of the afternoon. I think Tonto's hunting for a partner to go fishing with him.
Good stream close by, Dan. We catch plenty trout.
Oh, gee, that'll be swell.
We go as soon as Tonto make net.
What's going on in Santa Rita, Dan? Anything important?
Nothing. Except a lot of men were kind of excited about an old sheriff that just came back to town.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, quite a crowd in front of the Klassen Hotel. Everybody was talking about it. So I went over to see what it was all about.
What did you find out?
Nothing much. They all seemed sort of disappointed when he said he was through being a sheriff, that he was hanging up his guns. I just told him he was tired and wanted a rest.
Well, who is he? You know?
Everybody called him Sam. Sam Holliday.
Sam Holliday?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yes, Dan. Almost everyone in the Southwest knows Sam.
Oh, is he really famous?
He'd been a great lawman for a long time, Dan. And one of the best pistol shots in the country.
Sam Holliday, plenty fine man.
Oh, gee. No wonder the people in Santa Rita felt bad when they said he was hanging up his guns, huh?
Where did you say he was staying?
At the Klassen Hotel, I guess. Heard him ask for a room.
Good. I'd like to see Sam. He's an old friend of mine. I think I'll ride into town after sundown.
Oh, me ready now, Dan. Come, we go catch fish.
Sure.
If I ride into Santa Rita, I may not be here when you get back. And don't forget to pick up that bridle at the harness maker's.
I won't forget.
Dan, you come?
Coming, Tonto.
Pioneer Cafe on Santa Rita's main street. Cass Hogan, the owner, noticed a hard-faced man come through the swinging doors and elbow his way toward the bar.
Hey, Limpy.
Lumpy, did you line up the men?
Yeah. Three gun hawks from down south.
Where are they?
They made camp on the edge of town. I figured...
I'll do all the figuring. Now listen, this is a layout. The regular stage gets into town right after sundown. They'll deliver 10,000 in gold to the Drover's bank.
When do me and the boys...
Shut up, I said to listen. Joe Finley, the cashier, will sign for the shipment and take it inside the bank. You and the gunnies will be waiting across the street.
As soon as Finley gets the gold, we start blasting
it. No. I want some commotion on this side of the street. In front of the harness shop will be a good place. And while the gun slicks are handling that, you take care of Finley. You understand?
How'll I get away with the gold? That strong box will be...
Bailey left. Opens it, you dumb galoot. And then while the whole town's running that way to find out what the shooting's all about, you duck out the side door of the bank and come back here.
How about the boys? A posse will trail them.
What posse? Judd Cleary's no sheriff. He wouldn't know what to do with a posse if he had one.
All right, Cass. Guess you know best.
Sure I do. Now go on back to camp and bring your boys into town.
There's plenty of time. Got a couple of hours yet. So I might as well play a little poker as long as I'm here.
All right, go ahead. But don't forget, I want the three of you waiting for that stage the minute it rolls into town.
We'll be there.
Who is it? Come on, Judd. You know the door ain't locked.
Well, I don't happen to be Judd, but I'll come in, Sam.
Yeah, who in it? Yeah, I know your voice, but it's so dark in here I can't see. Yeah, wait a minute, I'll light the lamp.
Never mind, Sam. I'll do it. There.
Why, it's the Lone Ranger.
How are you, Sam?
Well, Harpy. Say, where'd you drop from?
I heard you were in town, so I rode in and came up the back stairs of the hotel.
Gosh, I'm sure glad to see you. How you been?
Just fine. And you?
Well, I came back home to settle down. Just got in this afternoon.
So I heard. Is it true that you're tired? Given up being a sheriff?
Yes, it's true.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Say, you're just like all the rest. Now, what's the matter with everybody? Can't an old man retire without the whole town acting like he'd committed a crime?
They don't resent it, Sam. They just hate to lose you. I don't blame them.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm getting old. That's why I hung up the guns.
Hung them up?
Yeah, right over there in the wall, you see? Well, now, that's funny. I thought they...
Well, there they are, Sam. On the other side of the door.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, sure. Light in here makes it kind of hard to see.
Yes, I think I understand.
Well, there they are. That's where they're going to stay.
No matter what happens?
Yeah, my mind's made up. And you've known me long enough to know I don't change my mind.
Well, that's true, Sam, but...
Hey, what's that?
Gunfire.
It must be some drunk cowpoke letting off a little steam.
Sounds more serious than that. Wait, I'll raise the window.
Coming from?
Out of that building next to the general store.
Let's see. There must be the harness shop.
Yes, you're right. And I... Dan.
Dan, who's he?
A friend of mine. Unless I'm mistaken, he's right in the line of fire. I'll see you later, Sam.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story, the Lone Ranger raced down the back stairs of the Klassen Hotel. As he reached the street, the sound of gunfire ceased, but there was still a large and excited crowd in front of the harness shop.
Golly, I'm sure glad to see you.
Dan, I came to look for you. What happened?
I don't know for sure. I went to the harness shop and got the bridle. I just walked out the door when two men who were standing there started to shoot.
Yes, I heard it. What did you do?
Well, I stayed as close to the ground as I could.
Good. The bullets from shooting scrapes like that generally hit someone who isn't involved.
And there wasn't much danger in the way these men were aiming their guns.
What do you mean?
I was right between them and I could see. They were shooting into the air, not at each other.
Well, that's strange. I thought it was a gunfight.
So does everyone else. I can't figure it out.
Well, where's Tonto?
Over at the hitch rack with the horses. As soon as we stopped fishing, we came back
to
the town.
Wait, Dan.
Hey, where's Jack Cleary? Where's the sheriff?
Right here. What's the trouble?
Hey, the drover.
to move fast, Dan. Keep low and run. There's Tonto.
He sees us.
Silver, make you ready. You mount him quick.
Steady, big fella. Keep your head down, Dan. We'll ride south and then double back to the camp. Come on, Silver.
All right, turn him up. Come on.
Good job, Limpy. Handled it all right.
Say, Cass, did you hear about old Sam Holliday coming back to town?
Yeah, what do I care about an old coot like Sam Holliday? He's quit being a lawman anyway. I heard all about what happened down at the hotel today.
All right. If you're not worried, it sure ain't no skin off my teeth.
Home, Scout, home, fella, home.
Got it back quick. Did you have any trouble, Dan?
No, not a bit. The street in front of the bank was deserted. There was plenty of moonlight so we could see.
Did you find anything?
Not much. Just this poker chip. Anybody could have dropped it.
Let me see it, Dan. This is from the Pioneer Cafe. This is all you found?
Yeah, that's all. Except some footprints in Tonto.
What were they, Tonto?
Oh, me find plenty footprint in front of bank. Only one different from rest.
What do you mean?
Me find same footprint at Sayora Bank.
That wouldn't prove anything unless... What made the print different, Tonto?
A heel mark. Left foot, plenty deep. Man who make it, maybe have short leg. Him limp.
You may be right, Tonto. At least it's something for the sheriff to investigate. Here, Silver.
Are you going back into town?
Just for a few minutes, Dan. I want to talk to the sheriff, said the big fella.
Shall Tonto and I wait here?
I'll be right back. We'll all go into town in the morning. I want you and Tonto to meet Sam Holliday. Come on, Silver.
Come in. Hey, Jared, I've been waiting up, sort of hoping you'd drop in.
Had a pretty busy night. Guess you heard about it.
Well, I heard the shooting and somebody yelling at the bank had been robbed.
The shooting and all the noise was just to cover up the robbery. To kill him.
Kill him?
Joe Finley at the bank. Nice young fella, too. Them murdering owl hoots must have gunned him before he knew what was going on.
Any trace of who did it?
I thought I was trailing him. And I lost him in the hills south of here. But I guess I was wrong about it. Unless you can explain.
Me? What do I
The hombre I was trailing was tall. Wore a black mask and rode a white horse.
Yeah?
Like I said, I lost him. So me and the boys came back. And just a few minutes ago, I was sitting alone in my office up in the courthouse when who should walk in but this same gent.
What'd he say?
I started to go for my gun, but he had the drop on me. Then he began to talk. He said a few things that kind of sense.
Yeah, what were they?
He gave me this poker chip from the Pioneer Cafe. Said it could have been dropped by whoever killed Finley. Then he told me about some boot prints, one of them deeper than the other. They could have been made by a critter with one leg shorter than the other.
Yeah, that's right. You know anybody like that, Judd?
Why should I believe that masked hombre? And why should he tell me if I had any doubts to ask you?
Did he say that?
The last thing he said. And he vamoosed.
Well, I'll answer part of that question, Judd. I know the man you're talking about, and I know you can trust him.
Who is he?
A man who always sides with the law. You can trust him. Now, do you know any critter around here with one leg shorter than the other?
Only one gent in town like that. Limpy Parker.
Who's he?
Used to tend bar for Cass Hogan up at the Pioneer Cafe. I don't know what he's doing now.
Who's Cass Hogan? Guess he drifted in here after I left.
Well, Cass ain't what you'd call a credit to the community. He sells water liquor and his gambling games are crooked. But I can't prove nothing.
Judd, you've got a poker chip from this Hogan's place and you've got a trail that smells like Limpy Parker. Now, if I was you, I'd do a little talking with Mr. Hogan. Come in. What the? Who's that?
Judd, Sam. Sleep a little bit, boys.
Judd, then he's been shot.
Worse than that. We sent for a doctor, but it won't help him.
You mean it?
No, he's not dead yet. But he's dying. He asked us to bring him up here. He wanted to talk to you before he...
Judd. Judd.
Sam.
You'll come out of this all right, Judd. When the doc gets here, he'll...
Yes. Hogan got me, Sam.
Cass Hogan?
Blamey shot in self-defense when I tried to arrest him.
Sneaky varmint.
Your friend, the masked gent, he was right, Sam.
It was Limpy Parker who killed Joe Finley last night. And I'll bet Cass Hogan was behind it.
You'll get well. And you'll nail both of them.
No, I won't. My number's up, Sam. I asked the boys to bring me up here because... so I could ask you to take over the job. It's really yours, Sam.
I don't know, Judd.
Do it for the town. For Santa Rita. Won't you, Sam?
He's gone.
Yep. Well, Sam Holliday, you heard what he asked?
Yeah, I heard. The answer is no. My guns are put away. I'm through with them.
You mean you won't pin on that law badge and buckle on your guns to go after the critter who murdered Judd?
I can't say any more than I've already said.
Yes. I guess you've said enough, Sam Holliday. Enough to make all of us want to get out of this room. I never could stand the smell of skunk, especially a yellow one. Come on, boy.
No one in Santa Rita knew of the stabbing pain that went through Sam Holliday's heart as he stood beside the body of his dead friend. No one knew the grimness of the battle he fought with himself. The men waiting downstairs were surprised when the door to Sam's room opened and he called to Seth Fox.
Seth, can I see you a minute?
Well, what do you want? There's a kid waiting for you down here. Says he's got a note for you.
I don't want to talk to anyone, but I want you to do something for me.
What?
Go to the Pioneer Cafe. See Cass Hogan. Tell him I'm leaving here in 30 minutes. Tell him he'd better be on the street and be packing guns, because I'm going to kill him.
Within a few minutes, the whole town knew what was going to happen. Sam Holliday had taken down his guns. One of the greatest old lawmen the West had ever known was going to outdraw, outshoot, and outkill the man who'd killed his friend. Dan Reed had ridden back to camp and brought the news to the Lone Ranger. When he heard it, the masked man moved swiftly. And a short time later, he, Tonto, and Dan reined up sharply at the rear of the Classen Hotel.
Oh, who's it? Who's it? Oh, hey, big fella. Come on, we'll have to hurry.
Maybe he's already left.
Uh-huh. Gone.
Look, there he is, walking down the middle of the street.
Santa Rita lay quiet with the stillness of death. There was no movement, no sound from the men who crowded the sidewalks. Even the breeze was still, not a leaf quivering in the heavy, torrid heat of the morning sun. Sam Holliday walked slowly down the center of the street. When he'd gone half the distance between the hotel and the Pioneer Cafe, a figure moved out from the cafe and stood there waiting. It was Cass Hogan. Sam Holliday squinted through the heat, saw the figure ahead, and his body bent slightly. His hands hung free near his shining guns, which swung at his hips. His machine-like pace did not falter. He put one foot ahead of the other deliberately, though he was picking his way. The silence around the stalking figures deepened. The sidewalk and doorways were crammed with people, but not a whispering sound issued from them. Time stood still, and the deadly march went on. Eyes alone followed him, eyes staring in fascination or clouded with fear. Now the space between the two men closed slowly. Closed with the finality of a steel vise. Cass Hogan eared back the hammer of his gun.
That other man...
No, he won't, Dan. I'm going to stop him.
Jumping Jupiter to see that. Sam shot the gun right out of his hand.
Well, I guess that settled the question. Whether the law or Sam, Cass Hogan runs this town.
That's right.
You're under arrest, Hogan. Take him down to jail, will you, boys?
Yeah, we'll take
pick up a critter called Limpy Parker. I want him for murder, same as Hogan.
Really? I don't know what to say, Sam. Can you forgive a dumb galoot like me for saying what I did up in the hotel room? How did you ever do it, Sam? I've never seen such shooting.
I didn't do it, Seth.
What do you mean?
Here, look at these guns.
Why, there's no shells fired.
No. You see, Seth, I didn't fire that shot that knocked Hogan's gun down.
You didn't?
What I really mean is I couldn't. Look at my eyes.
Eh? But, Sam Holliday, you're blind.
No, not quite. But I can hardly see 2 feet in front of my face.
Blind. And that's why...
Yes, you're right. That's why I hung up my guns.
Yet you walked out here...
I had to do it. There was no other way.
Your eyes, can they... I mean, will they ever...
The doctor back east said an operation would fix them. But operations cost a lot of money.
Money? Why, the town of Santa Rita will pay for 100 operations to get Sam Holliday a sheriff.
Thank you, Seth.
Hey, if you didn't fire that shot, who did?
I don't know for sure, Seth, but I think it was a friend of mine. A friend I've known for a long time.
Friend? Say, that's the kind of a friend I'd like to know by name.
Well, you can. I'll introduce you sometime. He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.